Partisanship breaks out, politicians shocked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The 110th Congress has barely begun, and already the promise of bipartisanship is in trouble. And I thought the parties would be freak dancing with each other by now. But alas, the Democrats intend to steamroll the Republicans in the first 100 hours, and Republicans like David Dreyer just can't believe they would be so mean.
What we're saying is that we're very disappointed that as we begin this process, we're seeing a tremendous level of inconsistency.
It's that inconsistency that'll bite you every time. Of course, the Democrats argue that Congress has already held hearings on the bills that make up the opening agenda, and that what really upsets the Republicans is that these bills are now actually going to pass. But having the majority doesn't exactly mean clear skies to the Democrats, as Representative Rahm Emanuel found out as he was ticking off the agenda for reporters. Yes, it was Cindy Sheehan and a few anti-war friends showing up to remind Democrats about what's not on the 100-hour list.
The grassroots movement and the peace movement elected them for change. We elected them to bring the troops home, stop funding the war, and for accountability.
Take heart, Republicans. I'm betting Iraq policy is one issue the Democrats will be more than happy to share with you. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.